You're listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. Please welcome your host, Mr. J.T. Foreman.
Hello, I am J.T. Foreman, and welcome to episode 16 of Bitter Comics. I am here with my good friends, Terry, the Beast, Michaels, and the Super Negro Champion, John Jones.
Ball game.
It's always a ball game.
It is a ball game.
Well, I'm just saying, there's always a ball game.
There's a lot of different ball games. Which ball game is it? Is this baseball? Is it football?
It's my ball game.
Is it pocket pool?
It's his ball game. That's the game I play. Anyway.
Oh, do you have a trophy? Because I'd be awesome for the longest session of
ball. No, but I have the high score. would you judge that by speed or distance?
Well, pocket pool implies you have your pants on.
Yeah.
So how much distance could you really get?
Yeah. Well,
if you're getting distance with your pants on, dude,
that is a powerful Johnson.
You should consider paying for it. Seriously.
The big pants. I borrowed them from Vanilla Ice after they finished this tour, and so there's a lot of room in those pants. Anyway, we begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So, for my insensitivity in episode 15, I would like to apologize to black people, Jewish water, iTunes, emo chicks in porn, and small titties.
Why would you apologize to small titties?
I want them to like me. If they like me, maybe they'll hang around more.
And calling them California
Raisins.
Look, small
titties don't hang.
No, they...
See,
yeah, that's
small
the thing.
Don't hang.
No, they don't hang. They just
saying.
It's kind of annoyingly point.
Unfortunately, they stand up and walk away too much.
Hey, hi.
Well, if you would
play
like
with
to
me.
Well, if you would like to know specifically what I'm apologizing for, please check out episode 15 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you feel I owe an apology to any person, group, thing, or idea I missed, or to send any comments, you can email the show at bittercomics@hotmail.com. In the subject line, please put, "Duct tape on the seat does not make you MacGyver."
Hold on, what is Jewish water?
Yeah.
I just want to know why you're apologizing to Jewish water. And
yeah.
I was there for episode 15, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Oh. You remember we were talking about the list that celebrities put out when they're going on tour. What the hell is it called?
That's right.
Madonna insists on 500 bottles
of... The writer.
Right.
She's got the writer.
That's right.
That's right.
On her writer, she insists on 500 bottles of some... I can't remember the name of the water,
right.
But it's blessed by a rabbi.
Hot Mahim's water.
Yeah, something like that.
Bad girl, drunk by three.
Yeah, well, I had no idea that Madonna was Jewish.
She is Jewish, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you should have told by the sideburns and Mustangs. Mustache and shit. Yeah, whatever, shit. Remember the 80s when she had that, rocking that mustache still?
Oh, in that one video, huh?
Yep, yeah. She had a mustache.
I just remember
sideburn.
She used to bang Warren Beatty. Sorry.
Every woman in Hollywood banged Warren Beatty.
To do that, really?
Yeah, pretty much. He did.
Basinger. What's her name?
He even did
Basinger.
Courtney Love.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, there's a video I want to see.
Well, why do you think they call him Dick Tracy?
Just tracing it all the way across Hollywood.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy.
That yellow jacket on?
You got to be somebody special to nail Madonna, I think.
I don't think so.
Joel? Have you nailed Madonna?
I'm special.
There you go. So I'm just saying.
Not the Olympics, nigga.
My mommy told me I was special.
You know what? I was watching Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Wayne's World 2, because there was nothing else on. And Kim Basinger. Basinger? How do you say her name? Basinger?
Basinger.
Basinger?
Yes.
We have a student.
She's not married to Alec Baldwin anymore, so
no.
You don't have to worry about getting beat up for messing up her name. So.
She was hot. She's hot. Oh, okay. Whatever, John Jones. John Jones in there shaking his head at me.
No.
She's hot.
No.
She is hot. I
no.
don't care what you say.
She was ugly in Batman, too. She was ugly.
No, she was not ugly in Batman.
Yes, she was.
Look, listeners, send us an email because we have to settle this. Kim Basinger is hot.
Anyone that's trying to hook up with Michael Keaton is not hot.
Look, I don't know.
I'm
if
just
you know
keeping
this.
100.
I don't know if you know this, but that's just a script.
I'm a black man.
Yeah, take it easy. We do have a studio audience tonight.
Yes, we do. Actually, Jessie Staub. She's a huge comedy fan here in Fresno. She's here.
And her, listening and to the her show. Lovely mom and is her here lovely also.
Mother, yes.
And she's pointing a gat right at Terry right now.
See, Jesse told me she wasn't a real redhead, but then I'm looking at her mom, and her mom's got red hair, too.
They either get it out of the same box.
Yeah.
Or
they make Kool-Aid for the family.
Well, you know, like I said, it doesn't really matter if the carpet doesn't match the drapes as long as it's not hardwood flooring down there.
Really? We're going to go there?
Yeah.
What? I asked her out. She turned me down. I don't have to be polite anymore.
You know what?
What are you talking about?
She didn't start the fire is all I'm saying.
It was always burning. I'm going to get a cape for you.
There was another red hair comment.
We are going to get a cape for you.
A cape?
And every time you say something inappropriate or creepy, we're going to throw it on you. You're going to become Captain Creepy.
Captain Creepy!
I don't know what your superpowers are going to be, but it's probably clearing out a room full of women. Dun, dun, dun! I'm just saying.
Could scare children from a mile away. Can clear out all the women in one room in 22 seconds. Captain Creepy! Yeah!
Sorry.
What do you do for an encore?
What are
you saying?
I don't get one. I scared them all away. They're gone.
Or kept it inappropriate.
I thought you just stood in a monkey suit and threw feces at them. I thought you did for an encore.
No, the feces gets thrown at me most of the time.
And I'm not really sure where the Kim Basinger thing came from, but I'm just saying I saw her last night and
wow. No. Her eyes are too close together, nigga.
Her eyes are too close together.
Like she looks like she's trying to be a Cyclops all the time. Are we going to try to love each other? No, motherfucker. We are not going to try to love each other until you get that shit separated. Talk to Andre Covington. Do something.
Oh.
Well, it helps her focus in on what's really important.
Well, when she's looking at your penis too long and catching on fire. Eyes that close together act like magnifying glasses.
Oh, she's shooting laser beams out of her one eye.
Eyes are that close together.
What
the vision is concentrated.
What kind of imagination do you
have? I just
picture
her just like a beam burning the penis off. Yes.
Wow.
And the hair and that hairstyle.
I would not have looked at her and thought that's what.
Her eyes too close together, and she got a stork beak for a nose, nigga. She can smell the future, man. Just real talk.
She can smell the future.
In 3 weeks.
Well, she was in a superhero movie. I guess that's her power.
Yep. Smell the future.
Either that or her power is ruining other people's careers.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, because Michael Keaton hasn't gotten to do another Batman movie.
Well, he did two. He did two Batman
movies. And Alec Baldwin is
he wasn't good in the second one at all.
But he's very successful.
That's true.
But his head looked like a Mozzarella Miller brick. You know that shit's melted, man. Look at all this. I know I'm Alec Baldwin. My face has always got a 5 o'clock shadow. I can't shave.
Yeah, and here's the whole truth. Say whatever you want about Alec Baldwin, but Alec Baldwin isn't at a Denny's at 1 o'clock in the morning doing a podcast for 17 people.
Oh, I'm scared too.
The truth hurts.
18, maybe if we get one more listener every week. 17 listeners.
Joel
listen
is talking about carpet and stuff. That's why we're back down to 15 now.
17 listeners, find a friend and share this show with them. It's informative, and you'll like it.
You know, that joke was just a shout out to the Kirby vacuum cleaner crowd. That's the thing about the internet is it's all about niche marketing.
Hold on, you have my attention now.
Yes, well, I said a word that uses a silent E on it, so it's
very nice. I would have called it niche, but niche. Okay, but
niche.
It's very nice.
It's French for
One
something. I don't know.
Anyway,
we only have 17 listeners, but they're very loyal.
They are very loyal. You'd have to be to have to listen to this.
That's true.
Listen to me say Kim Basinger. Who cares?
I don't know.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Shut up, John.
Well, we're gonna take a short break here. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Bitter.
Hey, we are back. Terry.
See.
You performed at the Ice House a couple weeks ago. It was videotaped for Comic
Con. In the main room! Yes,
dun, dun,
I did. it was a show called Comedy Time. If you're listening from back east, they have it on, I think it's like a Netflix kind of thing. That's the rumor that they're starting to have it on like a Netflix where you can pick and watch it.
Yeah.
They have 2 million subscribers on the internet. They take the show, they cut your act up in like different bits. They send them out. People on iPhones get them, Android phones. And it's like a internet comedy show, kind of.
Cool. And I went down there with you. Yeah. You, both you and another Fresno comedian named Mike Wirtz performed
Wirtz.
As well as seven or eight other comedians. And I thought you both were absolutely outstanding.
Well, thank you.
It was a great show.
I had a lot of fun.
It was fun. I was a little worried, though, because I went down there with you, Mike, and your wife, and I was sitting next to your wife, and for some reason, every time I go to see you perform in L.A., they always put me right by the stage. And then the MC...
Because they wanted to get your face on camera,
I guess so, but the MC started talking to me.
Is that Billy Joel in the audience?
I just knew he was... I was expecting him to be like, so, who's the girl you're with? And I'd be like, my best friend's wife. And it was just going to go down the hill from there.
Well, yeah.
It's like, oh, does he know about this? Well, he's performing tonight, yeah. So I might find out, you know.
He was an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Very high energy. And then, like, when he was getting everybody's intros, he was all bouncy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, you must be Terry Michaels. Hey. Hey, what? So what do you want me to say? So just comedy clubs and colleges. Okay. Hey, all right, great, thanks. And I'm like, wow, is Casey Kasem here? Because it was a little...
Does smarting off to
Mike? There's a lot of crack out there in LA. He did it all before that show.
Does smarting off to my English professor count as performing at the college?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I'm putting that on my resume if it does.
Well, I really enjoyed the show. They said it's going to be 90 days before it's on the internet and available for everybody else. So when it does come out, my goal is to get 250,000 hits. And that's not taking 250,000 hits, because I passed that back in 1989.
Yeah. You did that last week. no, but, yeah, it's going to be on comedytime.tv.
Comedytime.tv.
On the internet. And it's not .com. Comedytime.tv. And that I don't know why that surprised me. I don't know where.
Probably comedytime.com is probably taken.
Could be.
So I don't know.
But yeah, and we'll be sure to say on the podcast when that gets posted. Cool. And anything else exciting going on? And any cool shows you're doing?
I am going to be opening up for Brad Williams at the Madtown Comedy Jam coming up very soon.
Where is that?
That is going to be in Selma, California, and Madera, California.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah, I'm big time.
Baby. You are big time.
Big time in Selma.
Oh yeah.
Don't fuck with me in Selma.
Oh no.
Especially Valero. I'm big at Valero. I am.
Isn't that a gas station?
Yes, it is. Actually, I'm big everywhere. So, because I eat a lot.
This is a fat joke. This was a fat joke.
I'm big, people. All right. So that's coming up. What else do I have coming up? I'm probably going to be going to a comedy club called the Grit City Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington.
Cool.
It's a new comedy club that's only been open a couple months.
I lived up in Seattle for about a decade ago. The only comedy club in Tacoma at the time was Comedy Underground, which, strangely enough, was on the second floor, the Tacoma one. But
it's a new comedy club. I'm going to be doing that, hopefully. Harvey's, looks like, in Portland will be one of the clubs I hit next. And then, of course, Chuckles in Spokane, Washington,
cool.
One of my regular haunts.
Awesome.
Spokane.
All right. Now, John Jones, you moved into your new house a couple weeks ago, and I helped you move. And
you were like X-Men. And
I know. He's straight up.
You're like picking up chairs and carrying them. Yeah. Hulk Hogan.
Well,
you had the music.
As long as it wasn't like Macho Man. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now, well, I mean, everything else was in the house except for the recliner that goes in the living room. And you and your wife and what was the name of the other dude?
Mike.
Were
not too
all,
many Mikes.
Not Mike Wirtz. Different Mike. We were all inside, and I didn't want to, come help me with the chair. It's the last thing. So I picked it up, you know, carried it on over my head, and...
So let me ask you this, JT. So instead of asking somebody for help, you risk getting a third nut to pick up that chair.
I have an odd form of laziness. It would have, in my mind, it would have required more work to walk inside, ask for help, walk outside, and then carry it in with that person.
Who would rather ask for help later to get you to the ambulance?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, shit. Could you drive me?
But he was looking all calm, walking with it, like the Jolly Green Giant.
Well, you know, if you're going to do something like that, you can't pick up a chair and then act like a pussy about it. I mean, you're going to commit to help! Oh, help! Oh,
yeah, I'm no, so yeah, help me, black man. I know you guys can lift some stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know what? You're a strong, capable guy. You're not
I do okay.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
Yeah. See, I'm like 5'10", so I couldn't have done that.
And I'm shorter than both of you.
Yeah, I'm 6'1", about 240. I've lost like 30 pounds in the last 4 months.
Really?
Yeah, I did stopped eating quite so much junk.
You make me
really
sick.
Anyway.
Let's jump him.
Oh, no, he's in better shape than I am. I'm not jumping him. I'm.
We can win if we jump him.
Thinking about beating somebody up.
We can win if we jump. We can win.
I'm 42 years old. I'm not beating anybody up.
Damn. You lucky. You lucky, Joe.
I feel lucky. You know what? Here's the thing, though. Every time in my entire life I've ever helped someone move, they ordered pizza. And John did not order pizza.
Oh, what?
Now,
what?
He fed us.
Oh.
He fed us. It's not a no.
No beer too.
He got us food, but he took us to Subway.
What?
Yeah, I know. I was like, you know, it's bad enough he's making me exercise. Now he wants me to eat healthy too.
You make me sick.
That's not cool at all, dude.
I just want you to be around for the coming years.
Dude, concern for my well-being. Is that what it is?
Yeah, really? Seriously? Really? See,
John loves me. It's nice to feel loved.
It's beer and pizza. And beer and pizza when you move.
Well, I didn't know there was a cracker etiquette to moving shit. Nigga.
Oh, now all of a sudden it's cracker etiquette.
You're going to be happy to get
white neighborhood. Of course, there's cracker etiquette.
It's cracker etiquette to everything.
You were the blackest thing in that whole neighborhood.
Why you got to say all that, man?
Because that's what you said.
There's other things blacker than me.
The asphalt streets are like tires. That dude is black.
All right, let me rephrase. You're the blackest person in that neighborhood.
So,
actually,
so why's got to be cracker etiquette?
While we were unloading the stuff out of the U-Haul, a black dude walked by. He said to me, "Welcome to the neighborhood."
He was eyeing what was inside the U-Haul.
What's going on?
Oh, that's a nice VCR.
So it's nice.
I was really tempted to say, "No, I'm broke. It's the black dude moving in."
It would be like, "Hell no, that nigga sell drugs like a motherfucker."
Well, that's funny. The black guy welcomed you to the white neighborhood. That is awesome.
It was awesome.
That was awesome. I wish I could have been there for that.
Man. Like, no, I can't afford this stuff. It's
welcome to the neighborhood. Get away from me. That's what you were
saying. Get away. There's a nigger. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Man, I would have panicked.
That's hilarious.
Someone call the cops.
Somebody call the cops.
What
this
are you
black
doing
guy around? Was eyeing the U-Haul. And
what are you doing around here, boy? Your type. We don't like your type around this neighborhood.
Looking at you like, what?
Then they see your wife. Oh, big white lady. All right.
But did he look like Carlton from, what was it?
The Fresh Prince? A Bel-Air? No, if he didn't, I wouldn't say he looked like a chocolate mousse and shit. I wouldn't say he looked like a shadow with eyes. I wouldn't say he looked like a thumbprint or nothing like that.
No.
Wow. That is crazy.
Am I going to have to apologize to black people now?
No, you are a black person. You can say whatever you want. I'm the one who has to apologize every episode.
All right.
And I will be apologizing to black people again.
Again?
Again?
I always apologize to black people.
Always. Well, it's like a preventative measure for you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because they're going to kick his ass if they don't get that apology every week.
Yeah, they are.
It's like they're listening to our shit like, oh, man. Oh, all right, see? Oh. Well, I like to apologize to black people. Oh, you apologize.
All right,
shit.
He said he was sorry.
He said really he was sorry.
He said he was sorry.
I'll just shoot him one time. Shit, in the kneecap.
In the leg.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Swing me a little bit. Can you just wound me instead? You
know? I might even give him a pass and just touch him on the chin with his fist one time and see him from the shoulders and shit.
Because
he apologized.
If
he didn't apologize, definitely 20 bullets.
Yeah.
Definitely. 20? Yeah, 20.
Are they going to count it out?
It's going to be lead poisoning to the 10th power, nigga. That's mathematics.
That's what?
Mathematics.
Oh, I thought you said... Never mind.
Lead poison.
I thought you said magnetics. What the fuck are we talking
deuces.
About? Deuces.
YouTube Brutus?
YouTube Brutus.
Why are you stealing my joke, man? I didn't know it was a joke.
I'm white. It's, we steal from.
I have yet
we
to...
take everything from the black people.
I have. I thought
it was just Indians.
I just wish it was a Mexican here to rip off. I mean,
really? I have yet to see the inside of your house.
What He's got a nice house.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. The banquet room here at we are once again recording in the third floor of Danny's studio here in Fresno, California.
And we named it the third floor studios.
Third floor studios. They let us record in their banquet room, and I want to thank Danny's for letting us use their space and use up their free electricity running all the equipment. But this banquet room is about the size of your living room and kitchen.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
It's one big open.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
We may be recording.
And you don't invite me into this big-ass space? What, am I going to crowd
one of the few rooms in the world you can fit in. I mean, you can't be.
Oh, really? Really?
Sorry.
Catch wow. You get that nigga.
Just wait for the JT Foreman exercise video that'll be coming out in a couple weeks.
Yeah, right.
No. This guy loses 30 pounds and all of a sudden he's fucking Hercules.
Man.
No.
God damn it.
Let's jump him.
I want to jump him. I mean, it's going to take some effort. I got to work out for a couple months.
Get him a trampoline.
Sweating with Kenny Rogers, the video.
Oh, now get him a trampoline. Holy show. Jokes.
I'm just horrible all this.
That's all right, JT. I'm not going to mention 2002. Anyway.
September 2002.
Oh, I'm sorry, September 2002.
Yeah, well, you know, no matter what I say to either of you guys, it's just, when's the last time you got laid?
Say that? I did not say
that.
You
said September
2002. All I was going to say is, nigga, you got to make it to the car, you know.
Come on, you know my car. You can just run after me and catch up with me.
Where you going?
Where
you running?
See thing. That?
Now, where you running, Joe?
He's clowning you too.
Why I gotta be
no,
fast?
No, my car.
Black,
no,
fast?
It's my car is slow.
Actually, yes.
Why am I gotta be jogging after your car, man? Why? You trying to say I'm faster than niggas in Africa and shit?
I'm faster
than
cheetahs. You're faster than the Kia Rio.
Are you?
Jesse Staub here is faster than the Kia Rio, right? See?
Hold on.
It's
before we go any further, I just want to know one thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What time is it, John Jones?
Oh yes.
Yes. What time is it?
After all these years.
Yeah.
You going to bring up a sore subject, punk?
How is this a sore subject?
It's 125. No, it's only 120, actually.
That's a nice watch.
125.
It's a nice watch. It's
that's a really nice watch. That watch is nicer than my car and more expensive. And like you said, it runs faster.
Folks!
Oh man, that is a really nice watch. That's why we pick on you about it. You know, that's the thing, John. Everything is. I love you, man. But everything is a competition to you. It's like he's got his house is 50 billion times better than the room I rent at my parents' place. His car is 50 times better than the Hot Wheels replica that I drive. His watch costs more than my car, and I don't even have a watch. And he's mad at me. Why? Because of the video card. Not even the whole computer. Just the video card in my computer. I'm trying to one-up you now.
You didn't need two of them. Why you got to get the number right above my card? Right?
And,
just
and
right above my shit.
And he's
just right above mine.
Here's
you
what I
get the, you could have got the same card. You don't need them cards for the games you play. World of Warcraft don't need cards that powerful, nigga. They don't need them cards. You could have said, no, you know, just, you know, give me regular old, you know, 6800 in videos. I don't really, I'm just playing Warcraft, you know.
Well, you know, I've been
but not
keeping,
you.
Yeah.
Not you. Get me a card better than John Jones's.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
I noticed he never says anything about me. He never, I'm not one-upping him. I gotta, so what's that say about me? You know, you don't give a shit what I have. I mean, fuck him. He doesn't care about me. He's like, there is no way Terry Michaels is ever going to catch up. You live in a double-wide house. You're on your third marriage that's teetering on divorce. You drive a 95 Mitsubishi truck that the odometer doesn't even work. You don't even know.
And you have Honda seats, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I didn't see that bolt in the goddamn bumper holding it on, cuz. I was like, ooh, this is nice.
Yeah, that's great. Let's.
What happens when I take the screw out? Clack. Nigga, you ruined my truck. I won't.
So, I noticed you don't worry about me. What are you trying to say?
It's the computer thing because I used to do computers before I started telling jokes and shit. So I know what those cards are capable of. It's only his computer. I don't really care about the Kia Rio and shit.
Much.
you know, much. I just want the cards. He could have gave me them cards. He don't need them cards. He could have mine. We'll trade, nigga. We'll trade, nigga. I could use the extra boost.
It is kind of like using a forklift to lift a box of tissues. I'll be honest with you.
It is. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. He plays the World of Warcraft. I've seen that game.
They are just about the best video cards on the market, and I'm playing a video game that came out on the market like 7 years ago.
You should see how wide John Jones' eyes are right now. You can't see. Look at the picture on Podbean. Everybody that's listening, look at the picture, and you will see John's eyes are so wide. He can look at the moon through the roof right now. This dude's eyes.
Is he bringing up a sore subject? That's frustrating.
Like really upset over a video card.
I'm frustrated.
He's mad. What? Okay. Why do you? If he doesn't need those video cards, why do you need them?
Because I actually play high end video games.
What do you play?
That's right.
Unreal Tournament. Crisis. This is some juice drinking games, nigga.
Let me just say this: you're two grown ass men fighting over a video game. All you guys are.
We should shake hands and forgive each other.
That's right. This is like Tetris on crack. That's all it is. My cards
are that much worse.
God damn it.
All I got to say is you get laid and I don't. I need something. All right.
Okay.
I can't let this one go.
All right, you're right. Okay, yeah. You're right.
You win that. You're right. I'm sorry, Joel.
You know what?
I'm sorry, Joel.
I don't get laid either, I feel you. All right.
Yeah, you straight.
Believe it or not,
We're gonna squash it, nigga. Damn. All right.
You let me go. Yeah, you know what's gonna happen is like a month from now he's gonna be. I gotta get some new video cards. I have GTX 580s in my car.
Two grown ass men fighting over a video.
And as soon as the 590 comes out, he's gonna be able to buy those. And, hey, Joel, just what I just got.
I got the. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got the ultimate machine now. Relax. I bought a new CPU and everything.
Cooperate.
Yeah.
You know, he does have a really kick-ass house. There's one... The thing about his house, every room is gigantic.
Really?
All the bedrooms are really big. The living room is huge. The hallway is really narrow. I don't understand that.
White people built it.
White people built it.
Is that what it's?
Yeah.
So you're saying
Abercrombie and Fitch?
it's the narrow booty thing again. Here we go. All right,
oh yeah, because the construction workers were all wearing skinny jeans designing your fucking hallways. Yep, so. Okay, I got
he shouldn't be any more than this wide. If he is, he's an obese motherfucker. Shouldn't be in his house. Certainly, we'll build a house for niggers, and that's all we know.
he can't turn sideways in the hallway because his dick's too big. That's all.
Well, no, man, I'm knocking down walls with Anaconda, dude.
Yeah. Is that what's wrong? Was it, please, seriously.
No, but he's got a really, really nice.
Look,
really
do
nice
you have
place.
A big shower?
I've got two of them.
Yes.
Okay, well, I have two showers too. But I mean, do you have like a shower that's got the seat in it, like a handicap? So I'm okay. Look, I live in a 3-bedroom, double wide mobile home. Okay, but. My master bathroom shower is a handicap shower. I could sit a lawn chair in my shower and relax. I'm not saying I have, but I've certainly thought about it.
I don't have all that, but my tubs are really deep. So like,
oh, you have one of those tubs?
Yeah,
oh,
huge sit-in. You know,
really?
And then I got the tankless water heater, so I don't run out of hot water ever.
Tankless water heater?
Yes, they're electric.
How does that work?
How's it work?
You turn the hot water and it's hot immediately. You don't have to wait for it to flush the cold water through the pipes.
Well, it takes about like 20 seconds, but then it's hot infinitely. It doesn't stop being hot ever. So
you know what
I'm talking about. Yeah. I got the Renai, nigga.
Jesse's like, I'm going over there.
That's nice.
I'm not sitting in the cripple shower. Fuck all that.
Them seats are. You don't know where them seats have been.
All right. Anyway.
All right. On that note, we're gonna
take a
short and very jealous on my part break. I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics. We will be right back.
Listen up.
Hey, this is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right. So I've been talking to you a while about Mark Maron on his podcast. He did an interview with Gallagher.
Yes.
And I thought the interview was really fascinating, so I asked you to take a listen to it.
Yep.
You had a chance to do that recently?
I actually, night before last, I listened to it. It was extremely interesting, and I'm going to say this flat out. When I was younger, I watched some Gallagher, okay, smashing some watermelons the whole bit, okay? I watched him. I thought he was funny. You know what I mean?
So did I. I mean,
See, right there, that's a white thing. See, I'm watching him smash some watermelons, and I'm getting hungrier while he's smashing them. The shit ain't funny, y'all. Motherfuckers, you know, get some salt.
I guess he's being branded as kind of a racist now and a homophobe.
Well, to give a little background, at least what I know about Gallagher, for anyone who might not be familiar with him, there was a huge boom in stand-up comedy in the United States in the 80s. And during a time of boom, he was the most successful financially. He had, 14 comedy specials on Showtime
Showtime and HBO. Yeah,
and he was the highest grossing comedian in, you know, theater performances and everything else during the 80s. So in a time when comedy was huge, he was the biggest.
And let's be clear about something. In the 80s, if you were a comic, you were huge.
Yeah.
Real talk.
It did not take a lot in the 80s to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make it, I mean.
Which was great for you because you started at the beginning of the 90s.
I started at the tail end of the comedy boom.
Yeah. So you got a little taste of it. Yeah, and then it was just gone.
Let me tell you, I played a gig where they paid for your flight from Los Angeles. I played 3 weeks in Texas. I was the MC, okay? They paid for my flight from Los Angeles to Dallas, where I did a week in Dallas at what is now Hyenas. I can't remember what it was called before.
It's not even a bar or a restaurant anymore. There's just some hyenas hanging around.
Yeah, exactly. It's an empty parking lot. All right, you're on stage. they put us up in a the condo that the club owned, and they gave us a rental car, the comics, okay?
Wow.
Then they flew us from Dallas to Houston, and I stayed in Houston for 2 weeks, where they had a rental car for 2 weeks, and they kept us at the condo. Then they flew me back to Los Angeles. They paid me $700 a week to do this.
To MC. So you did 5 minutes at the beginning and maybe a joke or two in between the other comics.
And I did no jokes in the middle.
You did 10 minutes, introduced the feature, and then came back up and introduced the headliner.
Made some announcements, hey, next week, whoever's going to be. And it was $700. I made $2,100 in 3 weeks. Mm. And I had no expenses.
Yeah, because they were paying for everything. Yeah. They gave you a place to stay, they flew you out there. Yeah. Wow.
And that was in 92. And that was the Spellbinders Comedy Club. Huh. And, And let me just say, I was not that funny at the time. I was okay.
Well, nobody is when they first start out.
Yeah, I'd been doing it for 4 years. I thought I was great, but I wasn't. If you look at old 80s comedy and early 90s, there's a lot of unfunny individuals that were out there making a killing.
Yeah. Well, there was this huge hunger for stand-up comedy. And so everyone who was good was getting paid to headline and getting paid a fortune to do it. So then everyone else, there was still more people wanted to hire. And
there was more gigs than comics.
Yeah.
So getting a gig in 1995 was easy.
Yeah. And then you said that what killed it really was probably TV Comedy Central. Yeah, TV killed it. Mostly
TV killed comedy.
Well, I still think mostly Comedy Central because...
Comedy Central, VH1.
Yeah.
No, MTV killed comedy.
Well, why MTV? I mean, I understand Comedy MTV Central because it's on all day long.
MTV started the first MTV half-hour comedy hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they were picking up every single comic who told three jokes that were semi-funny. Giving them a special, and boom. You know, put them on the program they had. Then VH1 picked it up, and they started doing it. Rosie O'Donnell was hosting. And this is a true story. I was at the Ice House the night before I went to Dallas watching Rosie O'Donnell perform.
This was back in 92.
Yeah. Watching Rosie O'Donnell perform. Didn't know she was a lesbian and was trying to pick up on her. It was a long time ago, and she looked a lot different.
I do her now, but...
Yeah, because she used to try to at least looked pretty.
Yeah, you know? Oh, she was.
Now she don't give a crap.
Yeah.
She now, let the mustache grow in.
Yeah.
You know, she let all that shit.
So Gallagher was the top of the rung. He was playing theaters, and he was charging $20 a ticket, and he was rocking.
Yeah, and you know, in a time when comedy was big, he was the biggest. I mean, I remember seeing him in Memphis when I was in the Navy. This was like 91 or 92. I don't remember exactly, but it was at least a 5,000 seat theater. It was sold out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now he said on this interview,
and I paid $40 for that ticket.
Yeah.
I paid 20 for it. I got a military discount. The regular price on the ticket was 40.
Nice. The interview that Mark was doing with Gallagher was he said he told Gallagher he thought everybody knows who Gallagher is.
Yeah.
And Gallagher very upsettingly said, "No, they don't. If everybody knows who I am, why don't I have a television show? Everybody else has a television show." Da 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 da. And he started with this whole bitter rant about how comics don't do it right, and they talk too much about themselves, and they don't talk about other people, and it was, in my eyes, an incredibly narrow-minded view of what stand-up comedy should be. And if you go by what Gallagher says, then George Carlin didn't do it right. Kinison didn't do it right. Nobody does it right if you go by what Gallagher says.
Well, I think the problem with that specifically, this, in my opinion, is that there's not one right way to do it. I mean, how many you got? Let's just talk about the people we know. You got Igor Chachowski and Bobby Williams, the characters.
Mm-hmm.
You and John and I, we do bits, and sometimes we talk about personal experiences. Sometimes we talk about things that we've seen that we think are weird. And then you got other people who will do skits. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways to do comedy.
There's music. There's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and some people write comedic songs. Exactly. So there's not one way to do it.
If you do it like Gallagher, you'll be just like him dumpster diving. Isn't that the guy that's dumpster diving nowadays?
No. Let's be clear. Gallagher is not poor.
No.
Absolutely not poor.
I mean, if he I can't imagine that he doesn't have a fortune left over from his 14 Showtime specials.
Yeah, Gallagher was not the big drug guy. He wasn't.
No, he didn't.
No. He might have.
Yeah, one thing that he did talk about is he seemed, unless I'm remembering wrong, he seemed confused about why he wasn't offered the Tonight Show when Johnny Carson quit.
Well, he did mention that, that he was funny and he thought that he should have had a shot. And if I'm interpreting it right, because Gallagher just did a really long rant about what he thought was funny and what why people don't like him now, because he said a couple gay jokes and he said a couple racially insensitive things, and here's my quick opinion: whatever happened to freedom of speech? You should be able to say whatever you want to say.
Okay. Yeah.
It may offend some people, but they can choose to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of free speech problems going on right now with entertainment.
Tracy Morgan,
he just got shit. And now he has to apologize for saying something. That's ridiculous. You should never have to apologize for what you say on stage. If you say it, you say it. Okay. Yeah. You're going to have to take your lumps for it.
Yeah.
I would never apologize for what I say on stage. I would say, you know what, that's what I say. I'll take my lumps.
Yeah.
You can critique me all you want. But here's the deal with Hollywood, with Gallagher, with everybody else. Once you are famous, your act is on trial every single time you take a microphone.
Well, yeah. And you're being, at that point, you're being compensated for what you're doing.
Right.
So everyone, all of the people who are compensating you, whether it's someone who's choosing to watch you on TV and you're getting paid basically out of the money from the advertising, we're forced to watch in exchange for that, or we buy a ticket or we buy a DVD. So if I'm going to put money out or, sit through a commercial to put up with you know, put up with a commercial to listen to it, then I have every right to make a judgment on what I think of it and whether or not I'm going to continue to listen to it.
Oh, I agree. You can have a critique and you can say whatever you want, but no performer, none, should ever be forced to apologize.
Yeah. That's real tough.
Ever. Yeah. Because that...
Including Michael Richards.
Yeah. Michael Richards.
You don't have to like what he said.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
You don't have to like what he said, but...
Exactly. But he has a right to say what he wants to say. It is America.
Yeah, we have freedom of speech and we have freedom of listen.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to say to you, all right, Joel, you paid $25 for this ticket. You are going to sit here until it's over,
yeah.
Regardless. No, you can choose to turn the channel or leave. And as much as I don't like Gallagher's opinion of what comedy should be, what he thinks it should be, and he thinks you should change your act for every city, for every, you know, there's 20, 50-year-olds in there, so I need to do this kind of humor. I don't agree with that. I think you should write an act that appeals, so you don't do that.
Well, I mean, one thing, especially now with the internet, is it's so much easier to find your niche.
Yeah,
you don't have to.
These fancy words again.
Ah, sorry, sure. It's the same fancy word. one fancy word a show, is that too much? I can have one fancy word, as you know. And so, I listen to different podcasts all the time,
right.
And people like Adam Carolla has got like a couple hundred thousand downloads. And
you are
the
a
Nerdist.
Podcast connoisseur.
I do. I am. But like the Nerdist podcast, it's done by a guy named Chris Hardwick, and he's a stand-up comedian, and his shows, his podcast has allowed him to reach the kind of people who would like him. And
right.
So now, ever since he's talked about this on his podcast, ever since he started doing the podcast, he has more people showing up to his shows, and they're, I'll call them, he didn't use these words, I'll call it a better audience, but it's an audience that's more likely to like him.
Right, absolutely.
And so...
Well, Dangerfield used to tell Kinison all the time, don't put yourself in a place where you're not going to be successful.
Yeah.
You know? Go on HBO. Go on places like that.
Yeah.
Don't try for regular TV because you're not going to make it. Mm-mm. You're not going to make it that way.
Yeah.
Don't cut your own throat.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wouldn't try to get a sitcom put on Lifetime. You know, that's not my demographic.
Word. So I guess the point was, and then Gallagher stormed out.
Yeah, he got pissed off.
He got mad
and
walked
out.
I think because Mark wasn't agreeing with what he was saying.
That's the probably more honest way to put it. I heard someone else said it's that Gallagher felt that Mark wasn't showing Gallagher his due deference.
Okay.
I've heard from a lot of comedians that he's a real prick. You know, real talk. I've heard that from a lot of comedians lately. That he's trying to get stage time at a. You know, Hollywood Improv, and people snub him. They don't like him.
Now, there are a couple local comedians that hung out backstage with Gallagher at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Osborne was backstage. And I don't want to necessarily give Johnny Osborne's opinion, but he said that Gallagher was following them around trying new bits on them. And he was very insecure and very, you know, and we're all calm.
Well,
comics are insecure, comics period. Are insecure, that's how it is. That's, you know, that we're looking for some sort of, oh, love me, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, it's something makes you need to stand in front of an audience
and expose yourself.
And tell them about
and
your
not in
most
the way,
embarrassing.
But it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, point being, I listened to it and I just wasn't impressed with Gallagher's view.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to agree.
I want to chin-check him, personally. I just want to chin-check.
You're upset about this watermelon thing.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, anyone who says this is the way you have to do it, I find that view to be absurd.
Jerry Seinfeld. Anyway.
God, I remember that. He got mad at an old-ass man on TV. Remember that? He got mad.
Jerry Seinfeld is another person that speaks out on how he thinks stand-up comedy should be done. You don't do this. You don't do that. You know, and he says it in a way like he knows best.
And he's not that funny.
For,
well, you know, Jerry,
for what he does, I mean, I guess
Jerry Seinfeld has his audience. He's doing stuff and people who like like him, watch him. But, you know, just like, and I would say the same thing for Paul Reiser and for Tom Hanks and, you know, any number of other stand-up comics, Jerry Seinfeld would be nowhere as big a comedian as he is if it weren't for having done a TV show.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you know, Tom Hanks was on, was on what was it, Bosom Buddies, and Paul Reiser was Mad About You. And so it's...
Boy, Paul Reiser's having a hard time now. When he have a show for 2 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, show 2 weeks. They're like, yeah, no, next.
What happened? Well, you know, I mean, look how big Friends was, and then Joey was...
Oh, yeah.
Matt LeBlanc?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
It went like...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Half a season.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny. The opening scene of the first episode I thought was hilarious because he's in the back of a cab. And he's talking to the cab driver about, yeah, you know, I'm moving out to California. You know, I did TV acting and I want to get into movies and I figure it's the right time. And then the cab driver says, and he said, you know, but you know, I'm going to visit my sister. And the cab driver says, so your sister lives in Dallas and you stopped over on the way? And Joey says, oh, my plane did have a layover in Dallas. And they turn around and takes him back to the airport.
Shit.
Wow. I thought it was funny. Anyway, we're gonna take another break here real quick. I'm JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Bitterness.
This is JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. Let's say we get into some of our news here. One thing I found this list on Odde.com. Odde.
I love lists, JT.
You do like lists.
I love lists.
Lists yeah. are awesome.
But, baby.
This is a list of stupid warning labels.
Word.
So here we go. On scrubbing bubbles fresh brush, it says do not use for personal hygiene.
Could you imagine? Somebody did that. See, this is the whole point of this list.
Scrubbing bubbles, yeah. Clean tile, clean my teeth too. Yeah.
Either that or clean something else.
Wash your ass with scrubbing bubbles.
Yeah, you herpes, can you just wash it off? You got to get something strong to...
It's like jerking off with a Brillo pad.
Ugh.
Oh.
That would probably hurt less.
Oh, man.
Enjoy that visual, 17 yeah, listeners.
Let's see, on a lottery...
And then clean it off with steel wool.
Mama.
And then some hydrogen... You thought syphilis burned.
And then some hydrogen peroxide.
Oh!
All right, let's move on.
On the lottery ticket, it says, do not iron.
Oh, yeah, because it turns it, it like makes it all black.
Yeah, they're printed on thermal paper, so.
That's fucked up.
You won. I got to flatten this out. Oh, my $1 million.
I want my lottery ticket to look nice and pretty when I take it in to receive my millions. I'll iron it. It's a little wrinkled. I'll iron it.
Yeah. Who would do that?
Joe. Oh, redneck.
A redneck. Like rednecks give a shit know. About something being wrinkled.
That's yep. true. Let's see. Do not hold wrong end of chainsaw. Do not hold the wrong end of a chainsaw.
Which one's wrong end?
See? That's why there's a label. Yeah.
Well, how do you argue with that, really?
People in Texas know. People in Texas know which end of a chainsaw to hold. I've seen the
yes,
movie.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Seen the movie.
On a jet ski user manual, it says never use a lit match or open flame to check fuel level.
Why not? I don't get it.
It's a good way to get a suntan.
It was. Right. I gotcha.
On a bottle of prescription dog medicine, it says use care when operating a car or dangerous machinery.
Look, whenever I give my dog drugs, I make sure he doesn't drive.
Yeah.
I'm considerate.
That's simple. You know?
Who doesn't?
When it's my turn to get high, he can drive. You know? Now, you got to be the designated driver tonight, Ren 10, you know?
Ren 10.
You got to do it, man. You ain't getting shit, nigga. I'm taking it all tonight. You can't get nothing, nigga. Oh, come on.
If that was true, if you started taking your dogs to, like, bars and stuff so they could drive you home, you'd get cock-blocked by your own dog.
Probably.
Yeah.
Man,
as soon as he
sees
a good bitch.
My ass.
Yeah. Like, that bitch is mine.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, what kind of dog would be the best wingman?
A German Shepherd.
German
all
Shepherd,
the way,
you think?
All the way.
What would be the worst one? Lhasa Apso or
a Doberman. A Doberman. I know.
Yeah, have you been chased by a Doberman?
I reserve the right to not answer that question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because you didn't see me with no TV running.
No, we didn't see you. You could have been quick.
But a Doberman, that's the worst wingman. Doberman. He'll turn you in a second. Yeah. Like, I love you. No, nigga, I don't like you.
Are you trying to say you can't trust the black ones?
No, you cannot trust the black ones.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Oh, they will turn on you, man. As soon as they see something they want, you go for it.
On a chemical warnings label, if you cannot read warnings, do not use this product.
Wow.
How would anyone get the warning?
Yeah,
what if I'm illiterate?
That's what they're saying.
But I want to use the product.
Well, you're fucked. It says not to.
That's messed up.
But you don't know it says that because you can't read.
Oh.
So you're using it anyway.
Yeah, I'm getting down.
God damn it.
Burning my eyes out and everything. I have reasons to sue.
Is that what you got for Christmas? The illiterate man's chemistry set?
That's why I'm bald now.
That explains it. Nice. On a Razor scooter, this product moves when used.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Scooters move when they're used.
That's why I bought it, really, though.
That's what my bottle of lotion says. I'm just saying.
Let's see. During the Bush administration, this was on an American company's clothing label that sells their products in France. The label is French, and the English translation is, wash with warm water, use mild soap, dry flat, do not use bleach, do not dry in the dryer, do not iron. We are sorry that our president is an idiot. We did not vote for him.
Nice. Nice.
That was really a tag, man.
Yes.
That's a lot of shit to put on a tag.
Yes, it is.
That was some small print like a motherfucker, boy.
The tag was huge.
The French wearing it. Yeah, well, they said they're sorry, you know.
They said would you like sorry. Some wine?
Yeah. And they said, as long as they say sorry.
Fuck you, France.
Let's see, found on Apple's website. It says, do not eat iPod Shuffle.
It's delicious. I won't. Hey, there's no reason to buy anything from Steve Jobs now. Fuck him. If I can't eat it and shit.
Just because it says Apple doesn't mean it is
Apple. It's not made out of Apple.
Look like a Jolly Rancher to me.
What a bunch of dumb fucking
especially
people.
When they started coloring them like that. I'm getting down.
On an industrial clothes washing machine, it says, do not put any person in this washer.
I mean, why not? What's the fucking problem?
Well, I don't have enough time. I have to take my clothes off, wash the clothes, and take a shower separately? No.
Look, that nigga, he needed to wipe his ass. That's what he needed to wash his ass. I put him in there, man. That's all. I'm hooking him up. We're trying to get some bitches tonight.
It's time. It's time.
190 degree water.
We got to be at the club in 15 minutes.
You got to hurry up. You got to hurry up, man. I ain't got time for you to get undressed and shit. Put you in the dryer next.
And on a six-piece precision screwdriver set, not to be inserted into penis.
Oh. Yeah, white people.
Oh.
Well, y'all the only people doing some shit like
that. Because if it was a black guy, it wouldn't be a small screwdriver.
No, it would be a
baseball bat.
It's lost.
It'd probably be one of those that you connect to a power drill.
Oh, God.
You need something powerful for...
Oh, well, it's a stimulating. Yeah. So I get down.
Oh,
I'm screwed.
You're screwed.
K.O.
Okay. All right, we're actually getting close to the end of here, so
the worst is yet to come.
Now it's time for my final word.
Let him have it.
I still got to think of a good title for this segment.
JT's final thought.
Like anyone gives a fuck what this guy thinks. I think that's a good name of it. Like anyone gives a fuck what this guy
JT's
thinks.
JT's final thought. Like yes, anyone gives a fuck what he thinks.
If anyone has a good idea for a title for this segment,
send us an email.
Bittercomics@hotmail.com.
Word.
A headline on MSNBC.com recently read, Kim Kardashian's wedding likely to be on TV. She is apparently engaged to a guy named Chris Humphreys. I have no idea who he is, so he must be an athlete. Do you know who Chris Humphreys is?
I have no idea who this dickweed is.
Any idea who Chris Humphreys is?
It's fucking Kim Kardashian.
Well, anyway, so I don't know who he is. It must be an athlete. In fact, the only reason I have any idea who Kim Kardashian is because she did a sex tape, and there's just one problem with that. It's hard as hell to find. I spent hours Googling it. I got ads for penis enlargement. I got ads for porn sites with Kardashian lookalikes. I got articles about the porn tape. I got blogs, both pro and con. I got requests for donations for tsunami relief. And one dude swears I'm a long-lost relative and wants to meet. By the time I finally did find it, I'd signed up for four mailing lists. I got two computer viruses. I rescued a Nigerian prince. And I'd masturbated three times, but not once to Kim Kardashian, because by the time I did finally find the video, I was chafed. If you're going to put out a porn tape to get famous, at least make it easily available. But beyond that, you want your wedding on TV? Fine, but you got to do it naked. That's right, Kim Kardashian's porn wedding. That's what I want to see. Call up Tiffany's, get them to make matching cock and labia wedding rings. If you got to slip them on each other with your tongues, then that's the way it's going to be. Paris Hilton will be the slut of honor, and the situation plays best cock. Here's the deal. I just think if the reason you got famous is because you got naked, you should have to stay that way. Everything Kim Kardashian does, she should have to do it naked. Go to the beach naked. Go to the movies naked. Starbucks naked. Be careful not to spill. And the wedding has got to be naked. Or at the very least, put the wedding night on pay-per-view. And that's what I think.
But who gives a fuck what you think?
Yeah, who gives a fuck what I think?
Can't get nothing.
All right, Terry, you got anything exciting going on coming this week?
You know what? Not this week. I do have, if you don't mind me plugging this.
Oh, go for it.
I do have my own new podcast that will be coming out on a website called MikeandMichaels.com.
Are you doing that with Mike Wirtz?
With
right?
Mike Wirtz. Yeah. It's our own little podcast. And about 2 weeks, you can log on to MikeandMichaels.com, download the podcast, listen to it. Word up.
Awesome. And John Jones, you got anything exciting happening this week? Or just hanging around enjoying the glorious new home you've made?
I want to hang around and enjoy the glorious new home.
You got all your cable. You got your cable hooked up. You got the gigantic flat screen TV set up in front of the couch, and I'm sitting there eating popcorn,
watching porn.
Awesome.
You know, I was going to call the article John Jones is sitting on top of the world in his new house. Now I'm just going to call it John Jones is sitting on top of the world in his new house. Because as long as it's only black people, because he doesn't have white people in his house.
You don't let no crackers in here.
That's right. So they don't let crackers in here. You can't sit at the top of... Yeah. John Jones can't sit on the top of the world in his house hanging out with white people because he doesn't like crackers inside his house. I fucked that all up. Didn't come out. It started off to be really funny.
It is. Just well, hey, guys, look, I'm just going to be going to open mics around town. Tuesday nights, there's an open mic at
Heroes
in downtown Fresno. It's on Van Ness. On Thursday nights, there's an open mic at Karsh's You Bake Pizza.
What?
In Tower District. Karsh's You Bake Pizza. Their pizza's actually pretty good.
How can you eat a You Bake Pizza there?
You don't eat it there. They can bake it, but they can make it there. But it's mostly You Bake Pizza.
Nice.
And they sell sandwiches and stuff. But
the sandwiches good?
They're okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the Friday nights there's an open mic at where the hell is the open mic on Friday? Saturday night the open mic is at Reps on Blackstone. Friday night the open mic is at Cafe Venice on Shaw Avenue.
Cafe Venice.
Sounds
a little uppity.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm sorry, Cafe Venice. It was whatever the hell.
Well, that's his niche.
It's a coffee shop next to Pardini's.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am JT Foreman. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. John Jones, thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Terry Michaels, thank you very much for showing up.
The main room!
Once again, I am JT Foreman. We are the Bitter Comics. Have a good week.
Where do you send an email again?
JT, fuck. God damn it. If you want to send an email to us, you can find all our episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. And if you want to email us, you can send an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com.
Word.
Yeah.